Hey guys, Valerie V Show. Thanks for joining us today. It is Web Wednesday. It's also Hump Day. We've made it halfway through the week, and yesterday was the beginning of spring. So we're all very hopeful that we'll get some warmer weather, especially those of you in the Northeast that have been hit and pummeled by snow for the last couple weeks or more. So today is Web Wednesday, and I'm going to just give you a quick tip on how to eliminate a lot of spam. I've talked about this before, but I'm going to just do a really quick video on forms and the types that have a lot of spam and the types that have very little spam or no spam at all. And this is a great thing to pass on to your web developer, or if you don't have these kinds of forms or if you need web help, let us know. Okay, so let's go to my screen. Okay, this is a website that we just completed. This is one of our clients, and hello, Care at Home. This is the kind of form that eliminates spam. So this is called a conditional response form. So who needs Care at Home? I'm just going to go through here and see how I have to keep going and selecting. And we're going to keep going here. Okay, that is how you eliminate spam, and then they hit send me info. When you use this kind of form, and we have both of these on our client site, this form is always going to get spam. So this short form will give you spam every time, solicitors, people seeking jobs, and all kinds of spam from the internet. Yes, you can put a CAPTCHA on either of these, both of these, one of these, and that's fine too. But people who are soliciting you will still fill out these forms. So it's really important that you have a long form for leads. And I can tell you that if someone takes the time to fill out this long conditional form, chances are they are a really good lead. Reach out to us at ltcsocialmark.com or reach out to us on the Valerie V Show page. Thanks so much, everybody. Have a great Wednesday.